Some call the USA an unfinished country because it's being built and then rebuilt as new people from all over the world come and make their mark. In the past, most immigrants came from Europe, including many from Scandinavia. Now they mostly come from South America, Asia, and Africa. Did you know that about a third of the Norwegian population emigrated to the USA between 1825 and 1925? Most were economic migrants who were hoping for a better life. Just imagine, you're a farm worker somewhere in Norway. Sometimes there's no work. Sometimes you and your family go hungry. You can't see things getting any better. In fact, you don't have much of a future to look forward to. One day you hear that you can get land, your own land, at no cost in the USA. Wouldn't you be tempted to leave Norway? The promise of free land was not just a dream. The American Homestead Acts were laws that said that adult immigrants to the northern states could have 160 acres of land to farm. This applied to both men and women, but they had to be the head of a household and over the age of 21. They also had to promise to build a home and live on the land for at least 5 years. The population in Norway was growing fast, and life in Norway was really hard for thousands of farmers and ordinary workers. So many saved up or borrowed money to pay for the journey across the Atlantic Ocean. Norwegian immigrants who did well wrote home saying how good life was in the USA and encouraged family and friends to follow in their footsteps. Slowly, they built their own communities in the USA where they spoke Norwegian and started their own businesses, churches, and schools. They worked hard and gradually became integrated into American society. You can find out more about this in Learning for Life in many movies. But what about the immigrants who were not a success? You don't hear much about them in the history books, do you? There were many immigrants whose hopes and dreams did not come true. Håkon was one of them. Listen to his story.